What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And what's up, everybody? We're back. It's Robbie Stanley. It's Joe Rexroad. It's Elijah Campbell. It is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joseph!
Robert!
What's going on, my friend? How you been?
I'm good, man. I missed you, man.
I missed you. Your hair, by the way. Joe's hair, he looks like an 80s movie star right now. It's incredible.
It's flowing.
It is.
I can feather it. I have not had a haircut since the pandemic.
Trust me, if I could pull that off, I would do it.
Yeah, it's
but I'm bald. I can't really pull that off.
Well, hey, I mean that's a good way to go too. And honestly, that might be the next step for me. It might go from full to just nothing,
nothing at all.
But I just haven't been able to. Well, I could have gone in. My kids have had haircuts. My wife and daughter both said, you know, your bald spot on top is almost non-existent with your hair this long. And so I guess it's kind of like a comb over. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's feeling like 70s-ish, like when I was little. And
is this going to be a permanent thing for Joe Rexroad, or at some point in the near future, do you envision a haircut?
I did say that I promised them that if I lose a certain amount of weight, I'll get my hair cut.
Okay.
And I've been cutting a little bit. So I don't know. But then again, I kind of like this.
I like it. I really do.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. I got another. I'm actually kind of doing an informal poll. So I got another one. Elijah, do you want to weigh in on this?
I think it looks good on you. I say grow it out. Yeah? Just push the limits while you still can.
Right.
Always. Yeah. This is like the last hurrah for you. You know, and this could be.
And you, what, just had really long hair and now you've chopped it.
We were flirting with shoulder length for a while until I finally got the corporate cut and I've kind of caved into the man.
Okay.
And it's gotten a little shorter.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
Yeah, giving temp checks at the front of the building. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I got to look official when I'm taking your temperature at the front door or else I'm just, right. Yeah, I look a little sketchy.
Well, what have you boys been up to the past couple months, Joe? What's been going on in the world of Joe Rexroad?
Oh, well, you know, just trying to keep writing for The Athletic and finding stuff to write about. Really, not that hard to find stuff,
yeah.
Even though really haven't had sports. Obviously, we've got sports coming big time here in a short period of time. But, yeah, just trying to not go crazy at home and keeping the kids from fighting with each other and stuff like that.
That could be challenging.
And you've been doing some – you've been making stuff.
You ever seen Bob the Builder? It's basically been me. Really has been. I've been doing cabinets and countertops the past few months with my dad. I've loved it. It's been awesome. I really have. My handy skills, like if this were a basketball team, I'd be like the eighth man on the bench. Like I'm not starting five quality in terms of my handyman skills. But I've gotten better. It's gotten better as it's gone along.
So when you started out, you were like maybe like last guy on the bench.
Yeah, I was 12th man for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were basically glorified water boy.
Yeah.
And now you're in the rotation.
I'm making significant progress.
Nice.
I mean, I there are things that I can look at now and go, oh, I know how to fix that. That's cool.
So give me an example of something that you wouldn't have been able to do at all before you started this, and now it's like a piece of cake.
Well, I could set a cabinet. That's the first thing. Like, there's a bunch of things involved with that. Like, there's measurements. There's the floor, how level it is, countertops. You've got to set them. You've got to measure it right. You've got to screw them in right. There's a whole bunch of things that go into it, man.
Could you do it on your own now?
Certain parts of it, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't set a whole kitchen by myself, but I could do bathrooms and
that's cool to be able to have an actual skill, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to
I know,
to
it's first time in my life I've had one.
I was going to say, spent my whole life.
This is what it feels like. How about that?
I know, spent my entire adulthood tapping away on laptops and talking about sports, you know? So it's cool to know someone who does real stuff.
Yeah. We'll see how real it really is. Well, boys, we actually have sports to talk about. This past week has been nuts. I've watched baseball with no fans in the stands. I've enjoyed it. Maybe it's just because I haven't had live sports to watch in a long time. I've really loved watching some baseball this past week.
Yeah, me too. Now, so you're saying you love the baseball, not the fake fans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I kind of like the baseball with no fans in the stands from the standpoint of it's really cool to just hear the crack of the bat with nobody around. That's one of my favorite sounds in all of sports. It's just the crack of the bat. Obviously, you'd like to have the fans there, but I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed watching baseball. You can hear them. I think it was the Pirates game the other day. The manager got thrown out, and they both had to put their masks on while they ran out to each other and argue with each other at home plate. It was awesome. I loved it.
No, it's been nice. I will say, for all that baseball went through, and they deserved all the crap they took.
Yes, they did.
And they blew it by not having this ready to go at the beginning of this month, because they would have had weeks of being alone, basically. But still, it has been nice. I've watched a lot flipped around. It's like, man, you can just flip around and find a game over here and a game over here.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has it been? Like, it's months where it's like, oh, I can watch this game from 1983 or this one from 1997.
I've been watching some NBA bubble scrimmages as well. Yeah. My Miami Heat have been playing. It's been fun. Elijah, you're a big NBA guy. What have you thought so far of the bubble down there?
Oh, I love the bubble thing. It's almost like the summer league in terms of, like, you just hear, like, the squeaking of the shoes and, like, coaches barking out orders and stuff. But, like, these are the stars right here. And during the entire quarantine process, I would think, like, every now and then, be like, man, I would kill for Knicks Hornets right now. I mean, like, as awful as that sounds, like, I long for the days I could stay up and watch Warriors Knicks on NBA League Pass.
That's right.
And now we finally get it. I better teams, of course, than those two, and these don't matter right now. But I've loved it, even though they are the scrimmages. Like, it has like that summer league feel to it. But like, add in players like Giannis or LeBron or James Harden. So it's awesome. I've loved it. I can't wait for this weekend. Back
Thursday, right? I think it's all like, it's like Pelicans, Jazz, and then Clippers, Lakers.
I mean, watching Thursday night. Yeah, that's exciting. I am so pumped. I don't know how many Clippers players are going to be back from their little bubble situation, but like, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, we're getting NBA basketball back this week.
Magic City, baby.
It's fun stuff, man.
I heard they had good wings.
Yeah. It's the food. It's good.
I heard
food.
Allegedly. I've never been. Allegedly, they have good wings. Allegedly. The word on the street is they have
good
wings.
Word on the street is their wings down there are outstanding.
Did you guys see Lou Williams' tweet, by the way? Did you see that? For anybody out there who doesn't know about this, Lou Williams exited the bubble.
Yes.
Apparently went to Magic City, which apparently is a strip club, but it's also a good buffet. But someone
Two for one, man.
Yeah, someone tweeted in defense of him, and it was like, well, for people who don't know, it actually is really good food, and you know, and so he retweeted it and was like, basically like, yeah, just enjoy the memes, just whatever. You know,
you know what?
Let's just get
those wings out there,
baby. It just happens to be a strip club, too. I mean, it just happens to be in the middle of a strip joint. Like, the wings are good.
I wonder if there's going to be any bubble fiascos in Canada.
You got to work real hard to have a fiasco at Edmonton.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you really got to get out there, man. Go look at the cows out in the field or something like that.
Snuck
There's a lot of things you got
to snuck out to the Applebee's.
Yeah, it's great Applebee's in Edmonton from what I hear. Well, as you've watched baseball and as you've watched what the NBA's been able to do in their bubble so far, obviously the Predators, and we'll get into this in the next few segments. They're in Edmonton. They're going to be in a bubble situation now. How has watching baseball and the way they've been able to handle this, and maybe even more specifically the NBA, because they're in a similar situation with their bubble, how has it made you feel about sports coming back in our present climate with the coronavirus and everything that's come with that?
Well, I still feel best about hockey, and just because they're going to places where even outside the bubble, it's not a problem right now. The virus has been controlled, so... And I think those – reading about the bubbles in Edmonton and Toronto, I feel like they're doing a good job of setting it up so it's not awful. I mean, they're going to have a pretty decent-sized area and different things and restaurants and activities. So I feel great about hockey, and it's been good to see the NBA's been fine. It's just so different. Obviously, right now baseball's fine, but we're gonna have stuff with baseball. There's gonna be guys who get it, and there's gonna be probably outbreaks. And you may have teams that have to, I don't know, you know, cancel,
fold it up,
or quarantine for a while. That, and then I still have some absolute concerns about the NFL, and then you go. It's like the sliding scale or the ladder, you go all the way to the bottom where you got college football, and it's like, man, I still have major doubts about that happening. I mean, my alma mater last week, the second staff member at Michigan State gets it. And so now during this time when everybody's supposed to be training, I mean, this is – they're supposed to be out there getting ready. 2 weeks, everyone quarantined. You just shut it down. So what does that tell you about how it's going to look moving forward? Now, everybody's not going to do the same thing necessarily, but there are protocols, and I'm dubious. The NFL is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Whew, it's going to be interesting.
I've been blown away from an NHL standpoint of – how well the testing process went while they were in their respective cities. Because that's the part I was worried about. It's one thing when you get to the bubble in Toronto or Edmonton, because I think once you get there, it's relatively easy to contain once everybody's inside. I was worried about, you know, everybody being at home. I mean, you still have to – I mean, you got to go get groceries. There are certain things you have to do if you're an NHL player. But the testing in the NHL, I don't think you could have asked it to go as better in terms of – the positive case count that they had the last couple weeks in training camp. I was blown away by how well that went.
Yeah, no, really well. And that probably speaks to, I mean, you know, in every – and we heard it from John Hines and David Poyle. And, you know, look, you know from the top down, the message was like, guys, just go to your home and sit in there and get groceries delivered or whatever. I think most people don't have their families here. So it was really just like – isolated training camp. But yeah, I thought with the Preds, just because of what's happening here, they were just more at risk. It's like, just get to Edmonton. Get to Edmonton. And it appears that they're all good. So that's great news. I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable smorgasbord. The NBA starting up Thursday, and then you got great games. By the weekend, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself. I can get multiple TVs together. Think about that.
Live sports. My wife's had me all to herself the last few months just because there's been nothing for me to watch. Like, I don't watch TV for the most part unless it's live sports. I'll throw on Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff.
Right.
But now I'm gone, man. This is you can do whatever you want. I'm watching sports. That's all it's going
to
be.
It's good to say that.
It is good to say that. I feel good about it. Well, when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of Preds conversation. They arrived in Edmonton yesterday. How do we feel about the Preds after their training camp sessions that they went through here in town? We'll get into that next. Also, take your phone call, 615-737-1025. Again, that's 615-737-1025. We're glad to be back. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man. How you it's good to be back. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Elijah Campbell spinning the tunes, coming back in. And Joe, it's almost hockey time. We've been waiting a long time to say those words. You've been out at training camp, Preds training camp. I got out there a couple times as well. What have been your biggest takeaways now that the Predators are in Edmonton? They're ready to go this week, later on in an exhibition match against the Dallas Stars. Then the real thing, August 2nd, against the Arizona Coyotes. What were your takeaways from the Predators in training camp?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was a lot of fun. I learned some hockey just from John Hines stopping practice and
directing
about
traffic,
gaps and different things, and you know, what you're doing with the puck. I mean, he's from that seat. That was some impressive teaching, I thought, and some interesting stuff. So it was cool to get that perspective because, obviously, we have practices. We can go to different places, watch him practice. And it seems like he can't often hear what's said. Or I don't know, maybe I was just paying more attention this time. But there were some really interesting little stoppages where he would kind of gather everybody and say, hey, don't forget this. So that's just a observation, you know, selfishly from like that was cool and learning. But as far as the team, I mean, look, the first thing you think of is the top line back together. And the first thing about that stands out is that I don't want to oversell it because we'll see when games matter. But Victor Arvidsson looks fast again.
Yeah, that was one thing I was going to bring up. And I'll get to the other guys later because we talked so much about the Big Four and their struggles in the regular season, and we'll get into that a little bit coming up here. Arvidsson, to me, and I was only there a couple days, he just looks like Victor Arvidsson again. And that could be so big for this group because we kind of speculated back in the regular season. You know, he went up to St. Louis and he got, you know, chopped down like a cherry tree by Robert Bortuzzo and was out for about a month and came back after that. But he never looked right. He never looked like he was back up to speed playing like the Victor Arvidsson that we've grown to, accustomed to seeing. If he can be that and be healthy, which it looked like he was in these training camp practices. And look, I'm not a huge guy that puts a whole lot into practices. I care more about what you do against other teams rather than your own team. But he looks fast again, like you said. He looks like he's in that second or third gear all the time, like we're used to him being. And that could be huge for this group because his speed, quite frankly, for most of this year, is something they didn't really have because it just seemed like he was struggling. He even talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, dealing with a knee injury that he had. And obviously that slowed him down to a level that was frustrating for him. If he's completely over that and healthy, that could be a big-time plus for this team as they head against Arizona.
Yeah, that was interesting. Obviously, in hockey, we typically get lower body, upper body, or now it's just unfit to play.
Unfit to play.
In general.
Yes.
Which could mean a number of things.
Yes.
Just, you know, having a tantrum, unfit to play. Who knows? COVID, any kind of injury. But he did. He said a knee injury. I kind of, like, you just see the cross check and you're like, man, how did his back survive that?
Yeah.
So, without knowing exactly what was going on, if it's a knee, obviously it wasn't something that needed surgery, but who knows? I mean, just even like a sprain that's lingering, it's not quite surgery level. You know, sometimes like a guy needs a scope or something like that, but yeah, that's a big thing. Now, Arvidsson is not, you know, he still hasn't had a huge postseason.
Sure.
And I think, well, playoff hockey for a guy like that, things tighten up a little bit and physicality becomes a bigger deal. And I think that's been part of it. But still, if you have what he can do and that speed, that changes things.
Yeah. And to me, even putting him aside from an injury standpoint, I thought heading into this, I didn't know obviously how long the break was going to last, but you knew pretty early on it was going to be a significant amount of time before the NHL was able to come back. Heck, maybe there were points in time where I wondered if they were going to come back at all. I always thought if they do come back and they're able to get back in here and pick this thing up, the Predators have got to be on the list where this could be a good thing because all four of their big four, Johansson, Duchesne, Arvidsson, and maybe to a lesser degree, Philip Forsberg, they struggled at different times all season long. I mean, Johansson didn't even look like the same guy. Matt Duchesne started off great first 5 or 10 games of the regular season, and then he just kind of fell off a cliff as well. Arvidsson, we talked about the injury issues he was dealing with, just never looked like Victor Arvidsson with the burst that he has. It's hard for me to believe, Joe, and obviously we're going to find out here in about a week or so, it's hard for me to believe that all four of those guys are going to come back and struggle the way they did before. And if that's the case, if you come back and let's say two of them figure it out at the same time, well, how much of a difference would it have made in the regular season had two of those guys figured it out at the same time? How much different of a situation would they be in? That's why I think this pause, you know, it's tough to predict what's going to happen. Well, obviously, we don't know. But I think that could be a reason why this could be a good thing for the Predators.
Yeah, and then on takeaways from practice, Arvidsson, I think you have to start there, but I would then next go to the second line and how they've looked. They've just looked good with each other. They've played well together. They've had some really nice moments, little give-and-go stuff, and just really finding each other and looking like they have good chemistry. Duchesne, Turris, Granlund. We know Granlund obviously benefited from the coaching switch. I think Turris did too, especially early, but both those guys, it was a little bit of a – I mean, look, we know with Turris and Laviolette, it was not working.
No.
So Duchesne obviously ties it together as a centerman. And look, this team, it's been years now, and especially at last year when that series ended with Dallas, it was got to get another line to help the top line. You can't just let the opponent have one thing to worry about. You've got to get someone else down the middle and – have yourself two lines that can do something. And this is how it works best in terms of what they should be as players. So I think it makes sense for John Hines to do what he did with that, to move him around like that. I wasn't sure he was going to do it with Arvidsson, Johansson, Forsberg, but he is. It makes sense. It's your best bet. And obviously those lines, all four lines, have just been together every second because you've got to be as ready as you can. Five-game series, you can't mess around here.
No, and that's why I think this exhibition game against Dallas, it's not going to feel like an exhibition game. I mean, you've got to go out there and play to get yourself ready to go once the real thing begins on August 2nd because, you know, you really can't afford to go down in a seven-game series, but a five-game series, you got to be ready to go quick. I mean, game one's always important. Game one in a five-game series is big. It's huge. And you got to make sure if you're the Predators, you're on the right side of that. I'm glad you brought up the second line there because people may forget. You look back and maybe Mikael Granlund's tenure here hasn't been all that impressive. Last month, month and a half before this pause, he was playing at a different level. I mean, he was really, really good for this Predators team. If he picks it back up and that second line is a threat, how often have the Predators had two lines that could be a scoring threat on a nightly basis? It's been a rarity, not only in the last couple of years, but really throughout the history of their franchise. If Duchesne's line, and again, this is scrimmages, this is practicing against your teammates, I get all that. Do it when it counts, and that's when we'll be able to react to it. But if the Jofa line plays close to the potential that we've seen them play for the majority of the...
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.